Syrian opposition groups were calling for a day of rage on February 5th, but nobody showed up. Why?
It fell through because nobody would respond. As you have seen, I don't know if you've seen their the logo that they have used or the images that they were distributing on Facebook. The image they chose had a red bloodish color, and they called it the Day of Rage, and they chose a date that reminds people of the extremist Muslim extremist uprising in armed uprising against the government in late 70s, beginning 80s, and people don't want that memory. Yes, they want change, but they don't want a change that comes through fights and through violence and through blood. They should have been, calling for peaceful demonstrations against the government, and this is what they should have done.
Just the fact that people were calling for a day of rage says there are Syrians who are angry.
There's a lot of people in Syria who are angry today because of there's no freedom of expression, no freedom of association, no freedom to complain about anything that goes on. People are hungry, so that's a very disastrous situation. And this is why everybody is angry and everybody wants change. But as I said, people don't want to see, the situation in Syria like it's neighboring Iraq. Nobody wants to see that.
What is the Organization for Democracy and Freedom calling for?
We want a change in Syria, and we want it to happen right now, but we don't want a violent revolution, which would be very chaotic for Syria, because, as you know, Syria has a lot of religion. Like, we have Christians in Syria, we have Muslims, and we have Jews, we have the Muslims themselves, we have Shia Muslims, Sunni Muslims, Alawites, we have Druze, Ismailis, and many others, and also we have the Kurds in Syria, we have the Turkmen, we have the Sharkas. We have many different people in Syria, and that would be really chaotic to try to call for a violent revolution there.
Your cousin, President al-Assad, recently announced a few reforms. He's lessening restrictions on the internet. He's calling for new media laws. Is this a sign that he's nervous in the wake of Tunisia and Egypt?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you've seen the next day of following what happened in Tunisia, the government start distributing help, money and food to 450,000 families. They lowered the price of mazout for heating, for example. They on the third, just before this day of rage, they have brought up the salaries, I think, by 17 or 19%. They were supposed to bring up also the prices of medicine. So you see, they're nervous. They allowed now Facebook and YouTube. You can access them easily in Syria. But this is not enough to say things, and to sell slogans. Yeah, we have no problems in Syria. People have no dissent, and people love them. If they love them, why don't they make free elections? And they always also say that the country is not fit democracy. Well, I have to tell them that it should not have to be deemed fit for democracy. Country becomes fit through democracy.
What is your prediction for the next few weeks and months as we see other governments in the area begin to tumble?
We see that the government in Syria is very scared, as I told you before. And I mean, every day there. Yesterday, there was something that they lowered the taxes on some food products and other things. And so that means the government has done for the past week what they were supposed to do what they have failed to do in the past 10 years. So we want them to even move faster and not just take some small steps, or we want them to take bigger steps. And as I told you, to call for a government of a national unity, call on a national reconciliation where all parties who believe in democracy, in genuine democracy, not of course some people who live abroad and who always think that democracy is just the vote, And the majority come and the rest will have to pay the price.
What role, if any, could the U.S. play in helping to effect change?
The U.S. should support democracy and freedom in everywhere. If you are for democracy, you have to support it everywhere. If you are for freedom and human rights, you have to support it everywhere. You cannot be a hypocrite about it.
And if you had any message to deliver to your cousin, what would it be?
It would be change or you will be changed, which is, I've been saying this for a while now.
Well, Rebal al-Assad, thank you so much for talking with us.
No, you're welcome. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.